This is WCQS News. I'm Jeremy Loeb. North Carolina lawmakers will head back to Raleigh with some new members representing parts of Western North Carolina. Earlier, we profiled Cody Henson, a Republican of Brevard. Today, we're introducing the new face of the 119th District, encompassing Haywood, Jackson, and Swain counties. Republican Mike Clampett has run for this seat several times before. In November, he finally got over the top, eking out a win over incumbent Democrat Joe Sam Queen by just around 300 votes.
It's a God-given opportunity. I think the people's voice got to be heard and people turned out to vote that hadn't voted in quite some time because, frankly, they've been discouraged with the process, felt like their voice wasn't heard.
Clampett describes himself as just a country boy growing up in Bryson City.
Well, I live 6 miles out of town and on a farm where we had cow and pigs and chickens and dogs and cats, and I lived with my grandmother and helped take care of her.
Clampett's life wouldn't be spent entirely in a small town. He made his way to Winston-Salem for college and ended up the fire captain for the city of Charlotte, which he did for nearly 3 decades. And for his family, that probably wasn't a big surprise.
I never met my real dad until about 12, 14 years ago, and he was a firefighter. His brother was a fire marshal. He had another brother, one of my uncles, was a firefighter with the Air Force. So unbeknownst to me, across the board and time-wise, I guess I was geared and destined to do that.
Clampett is a Christian conservative. His faith has been important to him his whole life, and he's still active in the church now that he's retired. He's a staunch supporter of House Bill 2, and he often wears a pro-life lapel pin.
If more people would be interested in the killing and the destruction of human life by abortion as they are about the animal wildlife kingdom, I think our world would be a better place.
Clampett's time in Bryson City and Charlotte could make him a good person to help bridge the divide between urban and rural legislators. He hopes that's the case anyway.
A lot of times the folks of the inner city and large metropolitan areas do not get a chance to take in some of the headaches and some of the difficulties that the rural areas may have in some of the passing of the legislation.
And Clampett won't be new to Raleigh either. He served as Assistant Sergeant at Arms for the North Carolina General Assembly.
All the legislators in Raleigh that are down there that have been elected are there for the greatness of North Carolina. We're all wanting to work together to be able to keep our state great, make our state greater, and work for the benefit of the people.
Lawmakers begin the long session on the 25th. You can find that full conversation with Representative Mike Clampett and our other profile of Representative Cody Henson at our website, wcqs.org. For WCQS News, I'm Jeremy Loeb.